יהושע פרק ה', והיא כשמע כל מלכי האמורי אשר בעבר הירדן ימה וכל מלכי הכנעני אשר על הים את אשר הוביש השם את מי הירדן מפני בני ישראל עד עוברם וימס לבבם ולא היה בם עוד רוח מפני בני ישראל. The first pasuk in פרק ה' describes how the kings of Canaan feared Bnei Israel as a direct result of the crossing of the Jordan River. They all knew about it. They all feared Bnei Israel. Now, as I mentioned, this could be the conclusion of the previous parak, Leman dat kol amei ha'aretz. That was the purpose. And then, Vayehi kishma kol malchei amori. That was accomplishing the purpose. Kol amei ha'aretz, no. And it could be the introduction For our topic. We start off with the topic of the Bris Milah. Ba'et ahi amar Hashem el Yehoshua, Aseh lecha chavot tzurim, v'shuv mol et bnei Yisrael shenit. V'yas lo Yehoshua chavot tzurim, v'yamar et bnei Yisrael el givat ha'orlot. So the fact that the kings of Canaan feared the Jews at this point gave the Jews the time to perform the Bris Milah without fearing an attack from the Kna'anim. As we remember, in the sons of Yaakov Avinu, Shimon and Levi, used the time period straight after the Bris in order to settle things in Shechem. So the reason this does not happen here is because the fear that was installed in the hearts of the kings of Canaan after the parting of the Jordan River. Okay, now it says, Aseh lecha charvot tzurim. What's charvot tzurim? So Rashi and most Mefarshim say tzurim means sharp. But in Chumash we find that Tzipora did a bris milah to her son with the tzur, and over there the translation is actually a rock, which is also, in terms of Hebrew, modern Hebrew, tzur is the name of a rock. So if it's sharp, okay, then that's very clear why you would need that, okay. But if it is a rock, why would you dafka pick a rock? So the Malbim here wants to say that the Bris is, as we'll see later, is the introduction to giving Korban Pesach. Now, in order to be purified for Korban Pesach, there's also an issue to be tahar from Tumas Meis, and we know Cherev Harehu Kechalau, that's kli of like a stone kalim, do not receive Tumah. The Malbim actually says it slightly differently. He says that Tzor is not even a kli. But according to the Malbim, Charvot Tzurim, the reason is because of Tahara. Okay. Shumon Bnei Yisrael Shenit. So the obvious question is, why were they not circumcised in the Midbar? And this is what Pasuk Dalet is about. V'zeh adavar asher amar Yehoshua, kol ha'am ha'yotze mimitzrayim azcharim, kol anshei ha'milchama metu b'midbar b'derech mimitzrayim. All the men who had left Egypt, the warriors, died in the desert, they were circumcised. Ki mulim hayu kol ha'am ha'yotzeim. וכל העם הילודים במדבר בדרך בצאתם ממצרים לא מעלו כי 40 שנה הלכו בני ישראל במדבר עד תום כל הגוי אנשי המלחמה יוצאים ממצרים אשר לא שמעו בכל השם אשר נשבע השם להם לבלתי הראותם את הארץ אשר נשבע השם לראותם לתת לנו ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. ואת בניהם הקים תחתם, אותם מעל יהושע, כי הרעילים היו, כי לא מתו, כי לא מלו אותם בדרך. ויהי כאשר תמו כל הגוי להימול, וישבו תחתם במחנה על חיותם. So the story is, the people who had left Egypt were circumcised, but the people who were born in the desert were not. So the obvious question is, why not? So Chazal discussed this, and Radak brings that. It's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara talks about the reason is a health reason. The wind that is needed to make them heal did not blow during the 40 years of the desert, and therefore they did not circumcise. That's the Gemara's explanation. Then the Gemara asks, why is it that that wind did not blow? So the Gemara says, because if that wind would have blown, then the Ananiah covered would be blown with the wind too. So that's one understanding as to why there was no bris milah in the desert. The reason was a health reason which is conditioned by the weather. Okay. The Radak is asking an interesting question here. He's asking a theological question. So why didn't God make a miracle so that it should happen in order to be mekayim the mitzvah? And the Radak says, Lo yeshane HaKadosh Baruch Hu minhag ha'olam, ki af al pi shemeshane minhag ha'olam bekatzat nisim, bekriyat yam suf, hayarden, ve'amadat ha'shemesh, Lo yaseh ken berov hanisim. So most miracles are not going to be straight out miracles. Ki afilu benitzuach milchamot ve'ozro le'ohavav haya oseh al yedei siba kiminhag ha'olam milchamot kmo sheziva milchemet yericho hakafat ha'ir b'shofarot kmo sheosim atzarim al ir le'afchidam u'le'aveilam kmo sheziva milchemet ha'ai simore v'chem milchamot acherot. So he basically comes up with the following idea. He says that we minimize, or that the idea is that God minimizes intervening through straight out miracles, and God strives to perform things through regular nature as much as possible. That idea is an idea that in other forms appears in the Ramban, in Chumash, and so on and so forth. So that's in terms of the issue of why were they not circumcised. So the first idea is health reasons. Second understanding, that is also mentioned in Chazal and in the Radak here, since they do not know how much time they're going to spend in each place, so that would turn them all potentially to be Holchei Drachim, and therefore, they can never be sure that they have enough time to heal. So that's the second answer as to why they were circumcised. Now the second, both answers are not directly mentioned in the Chumash, although the second answer, if you look at Pasuk Zion, sounds a little bit more pshat oriented, because Pasuk Zion says, Ki lo malu otam badarech. They were not circumcised badarech. It sounds like the derech was a factor. So these are the two ideas why up till now there was no bris milah.
ויאמר השם אל יהושע, היום גלותי את חרפת מצרים מעליכם, ויקרא השם המקום ההוא גלגל עד היום הזה.
Now what is חרפת מצרים that God took away from us? So the Pashut Pshat is Cherpat Mitzrayim is being an Arel. That was Cherpat Mitzrayim. That's like Pashut Pshat. Rashi does not agree with that, although that's the Radak's Pshat. Rashi says, "Hasiroti et chirpat Mitzrayim, shayum rim ve'u ra'a neged pnechem." He says, "There's a constellation, there's a star called Ra'av, u siman shel dam. We see blood on you in the desert." And he says, "Once Yeshua comes, u'kshemanu bidei Yeshua uba oto adam husra ota chirpa," which means this disgrace that the Egyptians said. There's you left in the sign of blood, and God took you from the desert in order to kill you all, which is being performed with Yotzei Mitzrayim, actually, due to Chais Tamaraglim. So Cherpat Mitzrayim is not the disgrace of Egypt, but the disgrace that the Egyptians used to disgrace the Jews with by saying to them, it's all going to turn out in a huge bloodshed. Now that kind of reminds us of the idea that that in terms of a person's faith, like if a person was born in Ma'adim, constellation of Mars, he's going to be Shofech Damim, but it's up to him what kind of Dam it's going to be. Is he going to be a killer, a butcher, or a Mohel? So here too, this has been staying up in the air until the dam was revealed to be a dam mitzvah. Okay, so these are two approaches in terms of Cherpat Mitzrayim. Vayachanu Yisrael b'Gilgal. Another point to make is also why was it commanded here? So Rashi makes a connection. Rashi in Pasuk Daled, Al Yedei Dibur Malotam, Amar Lahem Svurim Atem Lirash Et Haaretz Avelim, Lo Kach Neemar Leavram, Vata Et Briti Tishmor, Venatati Lecha Ulezaracha Acharecha Et Eretz Megurecha. Which means, Bris Mila is essential to the possibility of Yerushat Eretz Yisrael. It is essential to that. Rashi brings down where we know it from. Now the idea behind it could be that Eretz Yisrael is a place where you should be very careful concerning Arayas. And Bris Mila is coming to be metaking exactly that. And because of that, Bris Mila has to be performed right as they're about to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and of course it has to be performed also for the sake of Pesach. And the next thing which they do, Vayachnu Bnei Yisrael b'Gilgal, Vayasu et ha-Pesach b'arba asar yom l'chodesh b'erev b'arvot Yericho, Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz m'macharat ha-Pesach matzot v'kalui b'etzem ha-yom hazeh, וישבות המן ממחורת באוכלה מעבור הארץ ולא היה עוד לבני ישראל מן ויוכלו מתבואת ארץ כנען בשנה ההיא. Now we're talking about Pesach. Rav Ariel in his book mentions that we have several Pesachs that are mentioned in Tanakh: Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Midbar, Pesach Yeshua, Pesach Hezkiyahu, Pesach Yoshiyahu, and Pesach of Olei Bavel. Now all these Pesachs are an attempt. All these Pesachs are an attempt to start a new period. All these cases, like Yeshua, the entrance to Eretz Yisrael, Chizkiyahu is reassuring the bris. So does Yoshiyahu. The people who came from Bavel are starting a new period in Jewish people's lives. So the idea is that, like, such a huge communal Pesach is a sign, is an attempt to start a new time period. And this is also the closing of the desert period. This is when they start eating from the land, Vayachlu Mavur Haaretz, and when the man stops, and now they're fully in Eretz Yisrael, which means everything that they have been used to up till now isn't working anymore. Now they have to be accustomed to consume what the land produces, not what the sky produces. And that's it. That's a new period in their lives.
ויהי בהיות יהושע ביריחו, וישא עיניו, וירא, והנה איש עומד לנגדו, וחרבו שלופה בידו. וילך יהושע אליו, ויאמר לו, הלנו אתה אם לצרינו, ויאמר לו, כי אני שר צבא השם, אתה באתי. ויפול יהושע אל פניו ארצה, וישתחו, ויאמר לו, מה אדוני מדבר אל עבדו? ויאמר שר צבא השם אל יהושע, שאל נעליך. נעלך מעל רגליך, כי המקום אשר אתה עומד עליו קודש הוא, ויעש יהושע כן.
The end of the parak is talking about Yeshua meeting Sar Tzva Hashem. Yeshua right now is in Eretz Yisrael. We know that the Hanhaga of the Midbar concerning the man, heavenly providence that supports you with, and supplies you with food, had stopped. Like Am Yisrael is becoming a more earthly people. Now they're in the outskirts of Yericho. Vehi biyot Yeshua beYericho means the outskirts of Yericho. And he sees a person with a sword, and he's asking him, "Are you with us? Are you with our enemies?" His person to Yeshua looks like a regular person. Now what is this person doing here? What is the purpose of this whole revelation? And what does it mean? So if we are to follow the way that the parak is structured, so the revelation is from Pasuk Yud Gimel up to the end of the parak, Pasuk Tet Vav. That's the revelation. It's a self-contained unit. But then, it's not really clear what is the content of that revelation. What's it about? So he's telling him, Admat Kodeshu. What does that mean? So there's a famous Gemara in Megillah that assumed that this revelation is a self-contained unit. And says that the angel came with a rebuke. Halanu atayim letzareinu, and he says, I'm neither, atavati, and Chazal say that this is a rebuke. Chazal described at the beginning of Gemara Megillah that there were two things which they had left out. They had left out Korban Tamid that day. They were also Mevatel Torah, and Yeshua was understood to ask, which one did you come to rebuke us about? And he says, Atabati, I came to rebuke you about the Talmud Torah. Now that's a drash. The idea behind the drash might be the following. We know that the world has three pillars, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, namely Talmud Torah. Avoda, namely Avodas of Korbanos, and Gemilas Chasadim. They're about to go into a war. A war is one of the bigger opportunities for Chesed Kipshuto, Mesiris Nefesh to your friends, camaraderie, and battle, and so on. And Chazal were trying to make the following point, that even when the Amud HaChesed is the dominant one, the other two pillars should not be left out, should not be forgotten. Not Korbanos, not Talmud Torah. They should both be there as well. And it's religiously not okay if it doesn't happen. And according to this, we could even say that it's God l'shitaso, because it says to Yehoshua, lo yamu sefer ha-Torah zemipicha, so Yehoshua is explicitly warned about Talmud Torah. So here, according to Chazal, that's again a warning concerning Talmud Torah. So that's one pshat in Chazal about what's going on here. And as I said, this is more of a drasha than of a pshat. Now, al pi pshat, the context is as follows. Yeshua enters Eretz Yisrael. The Jews are a nomadic people. They're not militarily organized too much. And now they're supposed to do what? They're supposed to take over Yericho. Now Yericho, Chazal referred to Yericho as Man'ula Shel Eretz Yisrael, the lock of Eretz Yisrael. And it's a major fortified city. How are they supposed to do it? How are they supposed to do it? Now, that has to do with the pshat of Vayehi Behayot Yehoshua B'Yericho. So most Mefarshim say, what does it mean, Vayehi Behayot Yehoshua B'Yericho? That means he was in the outskirts of Yericho. But there's another pirush. I don't remember where I saw it, but the other pirush of Vayehi Behayot Yehoshua B'Yericho is when Yehoshua's thoughts were in Yericho. His thoughts are in Yericho. Okay, so we entered Eretz Yisrael. We did the Bris Milah. We did the Pesach. We're ready to go. I'm the guy in charge. How do I go about it? What do I do? So Rashi says that is what this pasuk is about. Atabati, that the angel, Sarzva Hashem, is coming exactly to tell Yehoshua how he's going to take over the city. How he's going to take over the city, or the fact that he's going to take over the city, to tell him that he has divine help, to tell him that he's going to have divine help in taking over Yericho. That's the... Now, in terms of this reading, then what it means is that the parrot should not end where it does. We're in the middle of a topic that Yeshua meets the angel, he bows to the angel, and then it says to us, Yericho Soger to Mesoger Vifnei Bnei Yisrael En Yotze Be'en Ba. That's the problem. Yericho is totally sealed. You can't do anything. You can't enter, you can't leave. You need help from the inside, but no help is coming from the inside. Then Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua ve'en atati biyadcha et Yericho ve'et malka gibore achayil, the second parak pasuk in parak vav. V'sabotim et ha'ir kol anshei milchama akif ota pa'am achat, and so on and so forth. So according to the previous understanding, then Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua, that's a totally new revelation. Now if you look at the Radak in pasuk bet there, it says Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua al yedei ha-malach, which means the purpose of the angel coming to Yehoshua is not to rebuke him about the religious status or the religious affairs that had not been performed correctly, but rather he's there to tell him how he's actually going to take over the city. That's what the angel's doing there. That's what he was sent for. So that means that there are two approaches in terms of Yeshua's meetings with the angel. Is he there to rebuke, or is he there to lead then give instructions concerning the conquest of Yericho? So in terms of, if we were to summarize the topics of Parakeh, so the beginning is describing the fear of the kings of Canaan. Then we have the Bris Milah that makes the Jews worthy of conquering Eretz Yisrael. By the way, there's a famous piece, I have not seen it inside, but there's a famous piece of Zohar that talks about the fact that in Achris Hayamim, Yishma, who have a Bris Milah, are going to like give the Jews a very hard time because they have a Zchus that ties them in. Then we have the Bris Milah, the two understandings of why it has not been performed, either for because of the weather or because of the derech. After that, we have Galot Yet Cherpat Mitzrayim. We mentioned two pshatim, either the disgrace of being an Orel, possibility number one, or the disgrace that it is all going to end in a bloodshed, as the Egyptians told the Jews, and this bloodshed turned into the Dam of Milah. After that, we have the Pesach, which is, as we said in Tanakh in several places, the opening of a new time period. We had the faring the desert goodbye in terms of no more man, and starting to actually be part of Eretz Canaan. We had the revelation to Yehoshua with the angel that looks like a human, which is either coming to rebuke or coming to and give instructions concerning the war. That's it. That is this parak. Next, the next parak, we're going to see the conquest of Yericho.
Rav Shai mentioned in the shir the connection between Bris Milah and Eretz Yisrael, because there's a special obligation to be careful regarding Yisuri Arias in Eretz Yisrael. I just wanted to mention the very famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Achrimos. The Torah there describes that if Bnei Yisrael violates the laws of Arias, Hashem will spit us out of Eretz Yisrael. Why? What's the connection? So that's the famous Ramban, where the Ramban explains that all the mitzvos are more special, and there's more of an obligation, and there's more schar in Eretz Yisrael. Not just the mitzvos tlius baretz. But it's striking that the example which the Torah gives is the Isurim of Arias. So that Ramban is a very strong support for the idea which Rav Shai explained earlier in the shir.